And Ghosted, reach out to us, and we're going to help you get some answers. It's waiting by the phone. Alex and Sarah, let's say hello to Paul. Hey, Paul!
Hi.
Hey, guys.
What happened with Rachel? It seems like you guys had a really good date.
Yeah. See, Rachel and I met online. We really had a connection. I mean, we chatted until like 3 a.m. one morning on the phone, and we made plans to see each other the very next day, you know?
Good.
We all just charged forward really fast. Mm-hmm. As fast as it all started, you know. And I gotta say, it ended just as fast as it started.
We're not laughing at it, but it's just...
Right.
Wow.
Wait, so you guys did meet up?
Mm-hmm.
And it
Y'all
did not go well.
Y'all talked till 3 in the morning.
We met up, but I've had trouble, like, getting her to meet up again. It's not like she's ghosting me, per se. Like, she's not totally ignoring me. But suddenly, she's really busy.
Right.
She can't really lock down a time anymore. I think she's like dodging the question, you know?
It's difficult going from talking to 3 in the morning and everything being awesome to, I don't know.
Seriously.
Let's give her a call and see what she says.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Yes.
Good morning. Thanks for answering the phone. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7, and we're doing the morning show with Waiting by the Phone. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm great today. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
I want to let you know, full disclosure, that we also have Paul on the phone because he was the one that initially contacted us just to see if we can try to help him find out what went wrong on your date.
Hi, Rachel. Yeah.
Oh, hi, Paul.
What he told us was that you guys immediately hit it off when you met online and chatted till the wee hours of the morning, went out, and then now he gets the feeling that you're not really eager to lock down a second date.
Well, I'll just tell you about my experience. It's true. I was really excited to meet Paul. We did talk. We talked so much before the date, and mm-hmm. I was so excited to meet him, and I get to the spot, and it's this cute place, and let me tell you, I am not exaggerating when I say, and Paul, I think, knows this, but the first thing that you really notice about Paul is he has this very intricate, very lovely, but also very striking tattoo on his forearm of a woman's face with her hair flowing in the wind. She's very beautiful. And I asked him about it because you can't miss it. And he said it was his ex. So that was kind of jarring. He asked me if it was okay, you know, because I think he noticed that I was a little bit put off.
Wait, hold on. What did you tell him when he asked you that?
Yeah.
Well, I said that I was okay with it, but I mean, we just met. I didn't really want to start off after we had this amazing connection and say, not cool.
Right.
So that obviously very, very much bothered you.
Oh, yeah. Looking at somebody's ex, their face, like right in front of this person you're meeting and hoping to have a connection with, it's just a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you not like tattoos?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I have no problem with tattoos. I mean, my best friend has, you know, she's like getting a lot of stuff on her arm right now, and it's gorgeous. I mean, I think the tattoo is, it's beautiful.
Do you have any?
It's just, no, I mean, I don't have any, but I don't have a problem with tattoos.
Right.
It's just not something that I want to see on the arm of someone I'm dating.
Like an ex.
The constant reminder.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't mention this, but I could tell there was writing. It was very artistic, but I kept glancing at his arm throughout our time together. Mm-hmm. And it actually says, Jess. I mean, it says a name on there.
Oh, it has her name. So, like, not only are you going to be reminded of her and how beautiful she is, but
exactly
of her name.
Paul, has this been a problem before?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's come up a little bit before, and I've thought about getting the tattoo removed or like recovered or reimagined in some way.
Reimagined, like it's a Disney ride.
I mean, seriously. That's funny though. I love that.
Thank you. I like to think of it kind of like that. Because, like, look, the thing is, Jess wasn't just, like, an ex that came and went. She was my
Is she still alive?
Right.
Yeah.
Good question.
Okay.
She's still alive.
Oh,
don't
man.
Get me wrong. I'm sorry. Like, she was my fiance. So it feels like it was this big part of my life. Now, I've gotten past her. I don't have feelings for her anymore. But I think kind of like tattoos, like a representative. It's like it represents part of my past. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it's just part of like the story of my life. You know.
I respect that. It's just a lot to see right at first. You know.
Yeah, but, it's hard though. He can't really put that on his profile.
Right.
I have a tattoo of my, but I get it. Like seeing it for the first time, like you need a minute to just be like.
Could have a picture where you see his arm and you see the tattoo, and that way it's clear, you know. And there wasn't anything like that, you know. It was kind of a big surprise right up top.
Yeah.
Right?
We have a, and I don't want to talk smack about it, but we have a mutual friend, like one of our dear friends. He's got the worst tattoos. Why any woman would want to see him naked? I don't know.
Which guy are you talking about?
Well, you know,
Sarah
knows.
Wait, hold on. Is it
yes?
Hold on.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But
you know.
We love him nonetheless. It's what's in his heart, not what's written on his skin, that really matters. So, Rachel, we're asking you here now. We hear you, understand it's an issue, but she's part of the past. Would you be willing to possibly pursue being a part of the future?
Ooh.
Would you give Paul another opportunity? Now that you know it's not going to be a shock going in, would you be willing to go out on a date, which we'll pay for?
Booker, that was
sexy.
Thank you.
We had a good time, and, I mean, we hit it off right away from when we were talking, and I was disappointed by that. But I think, I mean, it makes a little more sense to hear how important she was. I mean, it's not like I really want to think about her all the time, but maybe, Paul, I mean, hopefully you can kind of,
wear long sleeves?
And,
yeah.
Let's wear long sleeves this time around.
I can wear long sleeves.
I would be down to see you again. I think I would need to kind of take a little flow and have you just clarify a little more and just maybe reassure me, because it's a big tattoo and it's very beautiful, but I understand. I get it. That's an important part of your life.
Man,
so, I mean,
look at you two.
I don't know. I could try again.
You guys both seem so just truly beautiful people. So this is great.
Yeah.
All right. Paul, sound good to you?
That sounds really awesome.
Excellent. And her name is Rachel. R-A-C-H-E.
Don't tattoo it on yourself.